Anything that you'd like to add to that right now?
Yes, I would. First, I want to congratulate everybody concerned with this movement, the composer and the performer and the lady who just spoke and so on. And I think it's a tremendous thing. May I just say very briefly that I'm probably one of the few people on Earth who's been privileged to see how powerful healing can be across large distances, people 1,000 miles away can be healed by a person with that kind of power. And unfortunately, in modern psychic warfare, the same kind of thing is being used for destructive purposes.
Exactly.
And every nation on Earth has some kind of psychic warfare operation going. And I think what we should do is use the power of prayer that everybody has, and I think we can turn this world around and make it a wonderful Garden of Eden.
Thank you, Andrea, for that. I'm going to try to drag Andrea to the Hollywood Bowl with
me. Oh, I wish you would.
I'm going to get there, even though I have a lecture at that time. I'll bring all my people with me.
All right.
Oh, wonderful. We're encouraging everybody to bring their friends and family. That they're going to open the grounds for us at 11 a.m. so people could come and bring a picnic lunch.
And the most powerful transmitters in the world are the minds of children. So
That's another thing I wanted to say, Bill, is that we're encouraging all the children to come, and we're encouraging the schools to have an art contest, and then one picture from each school will be donated and brought to the grounds by 12 noon on October 18th, and then we will have a contest and pick the picture, and then that school and that child will receive a prize on the stage for the peace picture for the Million Minutes of Peace.
Okay, Mary. Thank you so very, very much.
This is Joan.
Joan.
Yes.
Where am I? Andrea.
Bill, may I ask you a question? I talked to Peter Hercus last night, and he indicated he would try to call in. Has he tried to call in yet?
The lines are pretty stacked and full.
I see. Could you give him a call?
We could give him a call.
Let me give you the number.
Well, I don't want you to give Peter's number on the air.
But
I tell you what, when we take a break here for a commercial, which we're going to do for a second, we'll get the number from you.
Yeah.
And then we'll place a call to Peter Hercus, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Mary, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
And we're looking forward to October 18th, 2 to 4 o'clock. Gates open at 11 at the Hollywood Bowl. For a Million Minutes for Peace. Make your pledge for more than a minute, and we might can turn this around. And you've seen or heard about some of the things that are happening to us because of psychic warfare, and this is another kind of psychic warfare of the most noble kind. I'm Bill Jenkins. On the conference line is Dr. Andrea Paharich, coming back to Open Mind again. Andrea, I remember we stayed up till the wee small hours of the morning one night talking.
We sure did, and I wanted you to give me a beautiful quotation from the Bible. You're so versed and scholarly about it, so I'm still waiting, Bill.
Well, which one do you want?
I want you to pick it.
Oh.
You know, something to do with a minute for peace.
Oh, the minute for peace. There are so many in there.
Yeah.
I think perhaps the favorite one is the golden rule.
Oh, of course.
Given by Jesus. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Absolutely.
Alan Vaughn is in studio with me, and on our other conference line is Peter Hercus. Peter, welcome to Open Mind.
Hi, good evening.
So
hey,
nice
Peter.
To...
Hi, Andre.
Peter, have you been in on all of these things we're talking about today?
Well, I just put it on about 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. In the Million Minutes for Peace, what kind of power and impact do you think that can have?
Well, I was brought over in 1956 by Andre Paharich, and we did a testing there for 2.5 years by poor Andre.
Yes, of course.
And he is quite tough. You know, sometimes at 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, he said, come on, let's do a test.
Always wanting to test you out to make sure you can do all of those things.
And I was living that time in Paris. I lived 6 years in Paris, and now I live in Studio City.
Mm-hmm.
I take it very quiet. I also visit the president in his home, and I know the president, he was very skeptic too. And it was only a half hour later, and he was not skeptic anymore.
You know, I might
President
have,
Reagan.
I don't want Peter to carry the ball entirely, but I might add that in 1961, I introduced Peter to the CIA, They were so impressed with his...
Well, we better not talk about that, Andre. I'm still working.
And, from that moment on, he's really been a key advisor to a lot of people in the U.S. government.
Well, certainly his talents have been used for...
Many things.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I know I have tried to have Peter on the show a couple of times, but he always gets busy and we can't do it. So maybe...
Bill, do you know me?
I have never met you.
I don't see a marriage.
But you've met my daughter.
Oh.
On a movie, I think.
Was there a separation between the two of them?
There was.
I know, Bill.
Just in the last few weeks.
You're very still active. And I'm not seeing you living in an apartment, but I see you living in a home.
Yes, that's true.
And don't move there. And I'm telling you again, Bill, there will be a terrible earthquake. We don't know. Nobody knows yet when, but it will be very close.
Hmm.
And I want you not to move. Stay where you are. And take the dead tree out your place. There is a dead tree what is dying.
Hmm. I'll have to look for that one.
Yeah. And I saw four in the family, not six. How many people were in the family, Bill?
There are six to four children.
That's correct.
Yes.
I saw four kids.
There we are. They're all grown now.
Right.
Grown going on 10.
I see also an graduation for a child that's going back to school.
That would be one of the grandchildren, I guess.
You was in the hospital, Bill.
Let me see.
Long time ago, yes.
Yes, about 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not an observation, but I saw an operation.
Yes, a hernia operation.
That's correct. It was only 3 days.
That's about it, yeah.
Fair. Right.
You're amazing, Peter.
Well, you didn't see nothing. I never know that I could take a phone call and tell people this. That is what Andre Poharis found out. I can take any phone call, I take any test what scientists may impose. And what I'm doing, I keep it very quiet in the studio city. You know, I live in a beautiful home and have everything. So I'm not the man that makes publicity or anything. I never write in papers, here is Peter Hercules if you want to find me.
You're just too busy.
I'm too busy.
You're busy doing very, very good work, and I really want to...
Oh, I see sometimes people, but you know, I'm traveling a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is Poharis speaking. I want everybody to know that everybody in this world sleeps better at night because Peter is with us and watching the entire planetary scene.
He has a scope of vision that...
It's formidable.
That boggles the mind.
You know, when I was by Andre Poharis about 8 months ago on the television Tokyo in Andre's laboratory, it's a beautiful laboratory there, and I broke two machines, a brainwave machine, read my mind, and it cost a lot of money.
You know, I'm laughing now, but I screamed because it cost me about $6,000 to replace
it. You broke his machine.
Fact is, Peter's wife won't let him in the office because if he walks by the Xerox machine, it blows up, or if he runs by the computer, it goes down. And I mean, his field of influence is incredible. And it isn't necessarily destructive. It's just that the equipment is not used to people like him.
There's just an awful lot of energy there.
Oh, a tremendous amount of energy.
Did your daughter have a baby now?
No, not yet.
She will.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I see pregnant by your daughter.
Peter, are you talking to me?
No, doctor. No, no.
Oh, if my daughters are listening, there's three of them. They're all going to be jumping around now wondering to know which one it is, Peter.
I would say the oldest one.
The oldest one.
Right.
Oh, she just...
Who is Michael?
Michael.
Mike. Hmm. Did your daughter break up with Mike when she dated him?
I don't know of a Mike.
Oh.
But I don't keep up with, you know, the goings around that closely of all of them.
Right.
But it was... I want to take a break here for commercials. and try to figure out who Mike is. We have Dr. Andre Paharich on the line, Peter Herkos, and in studio with us is Alan Vaughn. On open mic, we have Dr. Andre Paharich on the line. Peter Herkos from Studio City is on the line with us, Alan Vaughn in studio. I was just thinking, Peter, about my three daughters. They're all concerned, and perhaps so is Mike.
Yeah. Three girls and a boy, huh?
Yes, that's right. There's a boy.
Three girls and a boy, I saw.
Uh-huh.
Well, I be with Andre, the 18, in the Marriott on the airport hotel.
Yeah, thank you, Peter.
And I'm going to give a demonstration what you never, any skeptic, but come there, I will prove it to him.
Fantastic. And anybody who wants to find out about that meeting can call 213-393-9405 and get all the information about the what, when, where, and the cost, et cetera, et cetera. And we will have watches for anybody who's interested in them to get protection from ELF.
There have been a lot of calls that just didn't
but
want to talk to
I
us.
I promise you, Bill, I will show up to people. I hope you can come over. I demonstrate, and I don't need any props or people. I take them out the audience. Anybody but a skeptic.
Would you come and do a show with me one night, Peter?
Bill, I promise you, yes.
Right.
I will do a show with you.
All right, we will...
Come and call my mother.
We will contact you...
Call my wife, Mother Superior.
Mother Superior?
Right.
We will call Mother Superior and try to get you on in the next couple of weeks if your schedule will allow.
But anybody skeptic, I take any test that scientists may impose.
All right.
Do you think that the government... Let's put it this way. Say, I'm going to work with him. I do.
You work with the government. You work
I work with the CIA, FBI, different sections. I was travel a lot. Sometimes I see some people. And I'm in the phone book.
Uh-huh.
But I'm always busy.
Okay.
Well, I'm 75 years old, but I look about 55.
Well, that's just because you got so much energy about you.
That's right.
All right. We're going to get some of that energy in studio in the next few weeks then, okay?
But sure, I will do it, Bill.
All right. And you'll be down with Andrea at the Marriott Hotel.
I'm working with Andrea on the moment on a videotape at all doctors, medical doctors, top people. And it's going to be a videotape, and I want Andrea to talk about what we're going to do.
All right.
Yeah, I might just chime in here. 31 years ago, when I first started working with Peter, I stumbled across a way of flashing a strobe light in people's eyes. But the trick was that they would control the frequency of the strobe light. And Peter was one of the test subjects, and he really convinced me that this thing worked. And what would happen would be the following. Peter would look at the strobe light, and he would adjust the flash. Then he would see a cross in the field, and he would enter that cross. He would go out of his body, and I could send him anywhere in the world to look in the file cases, maps, whatever information. And he was right there.
Peter's been going out of body, too, huh?
Yeah, well, he's incredible. So anyway, we figured after 31 years, the public is entitled to use that device, and we're releasing it just to help consciousness raising on this planet.
All right. Thank you very much. Hang on. We're going to take a break for news. Peter, you want to stay on?
Yes.
All right. Do that. We'll be back in about 7 or 8 minutes with Andrea Paharich, Peter Herka. Back east is Dr. Andrea Paharich. Alan Vaughn is in studio with me, and Peter Herkos, I believe. Is Peter still on the line? Hello there. Is everybody here?
Yes, I'm here.
And Peter, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And Alan, of course, is over there, too. Let's check out these callers for a little bit. They've been waiting on the line for a while, and they've got quite an array of characters to get an answer. Let's talk.
I sure like to be on your show and come over and straighten things out.
Straighten things out. Okay, Peter, you're on. We'll contact you Monday and make a date. And I think.
But I was shocked in anybody. If I said in the papers, I worked on a Sharon tape case, I did this and this and this, and it was not true, they can sue the hell out of me.
Okay. That was an off-air call that Peter had with someone. Okay, Craig, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't sure you were going to take any more calls today.
Oh, well, we'll try to. Don't like to stay away from you too long.
Yeah. Well, I'm not quite clear. Is Peter Herkos still on the line?
Still on the line, right.
Yes, I'm on the line.
I wasn't sure if you were expecting people to give you questions too or what.
He wasn't, but we just did that.
Because I did have some questions prepared for Dr. Paharich.
Well, go right ahead, because Peter and Andre have been working together, and between the two, they can really give him the answer.
I'm having difficulty hearing the Craig.
Okay, Craig, speak up, and Andre, get your mouth right in that
right.
mouthpiece.
I'll speak as loud and clear as I can. To go back to the discussion of the ELF waves, the last caller who was questioning you about that, I believe you were telling him that the U.S. has constructed or is constructing ELF generating or transmitting stations in other countries, including
yes.
Canada and I believe you said South Africa?
South Africa, Antarctica, and Australia.
Australia, I can understand, given we have defense agreements with them and other military installations there. South Africa surprises me. Antarctica, I'm not sure what would be covered by the treaty that governs uses of Antarctica. What is the source of your information on this?
Well, I have my information directly from South African intelligence agents, and not only do we have a transmitter there, but about six countries surrounding South Africa, who are somewhat under the Soviet sphere of influence, have ELF transmitters that are bombarding South Africa, and while South Africa has a real social problem, it's being aggravated by the behavioral modification caused by these transmitters, which are Soviet transmitters. So there's a whole undeclared war going on, and believe me, my information is very reliable.
Do you have any sources? It's not that I doubt your personal integrity, but do you have sources outside of South African intelligence who confirm this?
I don't know what you mean by sources. You mean intelligence sources?
Whatever sources.
Yes, I have sources. Well, look, I've been in this field for many years. I'm well known. I've spoken out quite strongly about my position, about the bad features of ELF warfare, and I get all kinds of underground information.
I think I would have greater respect for the information that Andrea would have than an article in the New York Times.
Thank you,
sir. As I said, it's not a matter of... I'm familiar with Dr. Pujars going back many years, but the question is whether he has sources outside of South African intelligence. I'm not sure I have a great deal of respect for them, frankly.
Yeah, I really am not in any position to disclose my sources.
Okay. What about Antarctica? The same situation?
Antarctica?
Yeah.
Oh, Antarctica, yes. That, you can find out for yourself if you want to go down there and look around.
So that's not considered classified information?
I don't think it is, but classified information is a very strange animal.
Yes.
If I put a stamp on a piece of paper, you never saw it or heard of it, and you suddenly are apprised that it's classified. As far as I know, no.
To a military bureaucrat, if you don't understand it, classify it.
But I'm not trying to be a scare person. I'm just telling you the facts as I know them, and if I were in a court of law, I could justify them.
Sure. Let me ask you a couple of questions then about research on how ELF waves actually interact, as you were saying, with DNA.
Yes.
Okay,
very briefly, I mentioned earlier, I don't know whether you heard me, that the Navy, which is in charge of all research on the biological effects of ELF, has released an hour video documentary which cites, which gives all the answer to your question, and I gave the telephone number of the Secretary Treasurer of the U.S. Psychotronic Association where the videotape can be obtained. So I think you can follow up on that.
That's Robert Byrd's number?
Yeah, Beutlich, Beutlich.
My question was whether you could offer any explanation as to the mode of interaction of ELF waves with DNA.
I could, and I'll do it very briefly. I don't want to bore the public with heavy technical stuff, but essentially, the fundamental particles, like a proton, are made up of three particles called quarks, quarks that cannot be measured because they're in the next dimension, so to speak. Each quark is made up of three omegons. It turns out that ELF interacts with omegons because they are magnetic monopoles, and they are, as we mentioned earlier, a ninth-dimensional kind of an energy object, and this is why ELF will interact with DNA very specifically, because it's the hydrogen bond resonant proton that activates DNA to produce whatever it's supposed to produce, enzymes, etc. And it is ELF. As a matter of fact, I can predict with great confidence that the future of entire medicine, all medicine, will be dictated by the knowledge of what ELF does to DNA and to all biological functions. We're entering in a stage of a biological knowledge that is formidable and probably frightening to a lot of people. I can tell you categorically that we have very simple instrumentation that anybody can build out of Radio Shack parts, produce ELF waves in the range from, let's say, one cycle per second up to about 100 cycles per second. And if you have accuracy to two decimal points, you can turn on and off any function of DNA that you want to. It is formidable what is coming out of this this field of learning.
There's going to be quite a conference on that next month here at the Sheraton Premier Hotel.
Yes, and I hope to be there. I got a little conflict with another conference in Europe, but I'm going to try to get to the one in Los Angeles.
Because they've got everybody who is anybody there.
Right.
Dealing in this whole new area of electro-bioenergetics.
Yeah, they've got some of the best workers in the entire world that are coming to that meeting.
Well, I'm going to be there, too.
Good, we'll be there.
All right. All right, Craig, does that help you?
Just one last minor detail for Dr. Buharich. Earlier you were saying
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying, Craig. It's just I'm having difficulty.
I'm trying. Is that better?
That's better.
Earlier you were saying that the prime effect of ELF on DNA was cholinergic. But from what you just said, that's only one of the effects.
No, that's for a certain frequency range.
Right.
That's centered at 6.66 hertz specifically, but the effect does go down to 5 hertz.
So other effects have already been observed then?
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
You want to know if other effects have been observed?
Yes. If you get that videotape, you will find effects. You can produce cancer in animals in 24 hours if you know the right frequency. You can produce any behavioral modification that you can imagine with the right frequency. You can cause all kind of mutations the work is being done on insects by Dr. Delgado in Madrid, but there's a tremendous range of effects that you will hear about from that one videotape.
All right, Craig.
I just realized I have one last thing I didn't cross off here.
make it quick.
Yes. This relates to the ground wave emergency network. I'm sure you're familiar with that, Dr. Buharich.
Somebody could repeat that. I can't hear.
He wants to know if you're familiar with the ground wave emergency network.
No, I'm not.
As I understand it, it's using ELF for strategic command and control around the country, around the continental United States.
Uh-huh.
They're supposed to be constructing somewhere around 20 different stations in various locations.
Is this what's ordinarily called the ELF Communications Project, Seafair Projects, Franklin, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, evidently it goes beyond that, as I said.
What happens, in my experience, is the Navy changes the name of that thing every 3 or 4 years, and I just wonder whether this is the latest name that I'm not familiar with.
Well, the Seafair, as I understood, they were primarily talking about building around, I guess it was Lake Michigan.
Yeah, it started in North Carolina, then it moved up to Michigan, then Wisconsin, back to Michigan, so on and on. But is that what you're talking about?
Well, the ground wave emergency network, or GWEN, as it's referred to, they're talking of, I believe they're actually in the process of constructing approximately 20
Yeah, okay, I understand what it is. Even the terminology changes, but the technology is still the same. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to move on here, Craig, but I thank you for the questions. Craig's questions are always rather penetrating. With me is Dr. Andre Puharich. Peter Herkos is on the line. Alan Vaughn is here. You're on Open Mind on Talk Radio 70.
Expert of experts, our own Bill Jenkins. There will be food, a chance to meet others who think like you, a presentation by astrologers on the significance of birthdays, and a chance to have a Curlian photograph taken of the colors of your aura. That's this Tuesday, October 7, in Westwood. The cost is $15, $10 for members. Call now for reservations. The number is 818-501-5559. That's 818-501-5559.
Herkos is still here with us, and we have Alan Vaughn in studio. And Ron is on the line. Hello, Ron.
Oh, hello, Bill.
How's everything going?
Oh, not too bad. I want to wish a good evening to you and Andrea and Peter and all the guests you have in the studio. So it looks like you're a little crowded there tonight.
Oh, it's good to be that way every night.
Oh, very good. I don't know whether Andrea knows of any of the work I've done or not, but...
I'm sorry, could you give me your name again?
This is Ron Cole, who's been working a lot with Tom Bearden.
Okay.
We've done... a considerable amount of ELF research on our own and made many chart recordings and so forth. We don't do this continuously, like round the clock or every day. But coincidentally to the several of the missile launches, including the Challenger, we had been recording ELF shockwaves. Simultaneously to that, there was other people in the local area. Mr. Bedini is one, and another colleague of mine also were recording parallel scalar impressions simultaneously to we were recording to the ELF shockwaves. As Bill mentioned earlier in the program, the 5 hertz signal was very strongly present on all of those three occasions. It's been present practically every time we have seen unusual activity in the sky, such as the formations that Bill also mentioned earlier in the program. This we're getting used to. We see it quite often. We've got chart recordings of it, and so on and so forth. My question to you, Andrea, is, number one is, have you had any background or work done in the beta area, you're talking about considerably lower than that, 2.5 or 3 hertz as an example.
Yes. I might say that I'm privy to all the information that you are speaking about, and I've, you know, heard Tom's public lectures. We've had a lot of private discussions about it, and I'd rather let you talk about it because I don't feel that a lot of this stuff should be out, frankly. It's pretty frightening when you get the full picture, right? Anyway, about the effects of different frequencies, you mentioned beta and theta, etc. Yes, every frequency in the electroencephalographic spectrum has been explored, and as far as I know, Bob Beck and I were the first people to do this back in 77. And we passed our information on to... the heads of government of Great Britain and Canada and the U.S., etc. And that's what started the whole reaction, because we, I think, pretty conclusively proved what you can do.
Bill, I got very little of what Andrea said on this phone. I can barely hear him.
I know. We got a problem. I'm trying to talk as loud. I think it's the line. Can you hear me at all?
That's a little bit better there.
Yeah, somebody may have to repeat what we're saying, unfortunately.
But he said, for Ron's benefit, he is having a hard time hearing you. Yes, that Andrea has checked into those areas.
Yes, and did that as early as 77, and of course, I was working with Tom in those days, 2 years before that, so we kept abreast of all these developments together.
My question to him is, what has a human reaction been to that? Those frequencies, 2.5 to 3 hertz, as an example.
Yeah. Well, very specifically, 3.21 hertz will cause cancer.
If you can cause it, can you remove it?
Well, that's, the research is going on. There's some evidence to show that, that whatever function you can switch on in DNA, you can also switch off. And there's a great race now going on all over the world to find out what these various frequencies are. And I hope we can get out of the warfare stage, which is not a happy state to be in, and get into using these things for therapy. There are reports, and fortunately most of them are classified, but briefly, certain viruses that are inactive can be turned on to be active and virulent, and with one frequency, and once they're in a virulent stage, they can be reversed to a non-virulent stage. That kind of work is going on all over, and there's a lot of data on that.
Now, Dr. Reif was doing that kind of work 30, 40 years ago.
I really believe that because I'm a great admirer of Reif.